good day, listeners. My name is Taylor McClure, and thank you all for always tuning in to our daily news show, Township's Daily News Bits, right here on CIDI 99.1 FM. On today's episode, I chat with Oriana Familiar, Environmental Management Service Coordinator for the MRC and CLD of Rome, Missisquoi. Oriana sat down with CIDI to chat all about the MRC's new Residual Material Management Plan, RMMP for short, which has officially been put into force here in the MRC. We get all the details about this new plan and the objectives of the MRC when it comes to helping Rome, Missisquoi citizens manage their waste. Oriana, I wanted to thank you so much for coming on down to CIDI. It's so nice to have you here for your very first time. And we're here today to chat all about the MRC's new residual material management plan. So thanks so much for making your way down here.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me and for the invitation.
So Oriana, like I mentioned, we're here today to speak about the Brome Missisquoi MRC's new 2023 to 2030 residual material management plan, RMMP for short, which is officially put into force here in the MRC. So before we go into more detail about the plan, I was wondering if you could highlight what exactly is an RMMP for our listeners out there who might not be aware as to what exactly this is.
Exactly. Good question. Well, let me go back a little bit, and instead of talking about the region, I'll talk about the provincial level. So there's an Environment Quality Act, which dictates a lot of what we do in the province of Quebec in terms of environment. So from this act, that's where we see a strategy from the government to better manage waste management. That's where we see a policy also in general, how we deal not just organic waste, but waste in general, and other initiatives like plans of action for Récy Québec and the Ministry of Environment. And so from this act, every single MRC in Quebec has to revise their plan every 7 years. So we were due, and so that's why we had to do the exercise again. And this is our third version of the residual materials management plan.
Okay. And you, my next question was, why did it revise the plan? But you kind of already answered that for me. But how did the MRC go about revising the RRMP over the last couple of years? Because from my understanding, it's been like 2 years you've been working on this project?
2 years, exactly. So before we reach this 7 year cap, 2 years before, we start revising it precisely for the new version that comes after the 7 years. And I want to go back a little bit to your first question about what objectives or orientations we have to mm-hmm. meet with this plan. And again, we go back to the province. Whatever the province establishes as orientations or targets, then the regions have to follow.
Okay.
And so how did we do that? We just didn't want to do something that came out of Oriana's brain or my colleague's brain. We really wanted to address the population and really address all the issues, difficulties that the population has to better manage their waste. So we did several initiatives. For example, we did focus groups with key actors, with key stakeholders, such as municipalities, such as elected officials, municipal workers, companies, citizens that are very involved, for example, green citizen committees. So besides the focus groups, we also did public surveys. We did two, actually, in two different years, one in 2021 and another one in 2022. And we actually had more than 1,000 answers.
Wow, okay.
From both citizens and companies. We also did a public consultation, like a legal public consultation that we had to follow a certain protocol and questions and order and everything of how we did the meeting. And we had also a multi-sector workshop that we called. So for one entire morning in December 2022, we had about 60 stakeholders from all over the place in Brome, Missisquoi, whether you were a citizen, an elected official, a company, a partner, to better address what the needs were. So this is how we came up after with a plan. We analyzed all the suggestions, all the difficulties that were expressed to us, and then we put it onto paper and with clear objectives, but always following the objectives of the province of Quebec as well.
Okay. And through this consultation process, what were some of the challenges or ideas or opinions that emerged from this process when it comes to managing waste here in the area? Mm-hmm. I didn't know if you could highlight that a little bit, because I'm sure those challenges have made your way into the plan.
Absolutely. Maybe I'll start by mentioning one that is very popular and probably the listeners will identify with it, is usually they're confused because there's so many materials. There's so many types of waste, for example, even if we just say recycling, there's there's like different types of plastic, there's different types of fibers, glass, it comes in different colors. And so people get so confused. Do I need to wash them, rinse them? Do I need to remove the label? Yes, no. So basically that was one of the major issues with the population. They were asking for more education, and not only education, but also regularly that we come back once in a while and we do reviews, that we remind them also what to do, because it's not easy and the technologies and the industry changes very fast. So yes. Products that didn't not exist 6 months ago, today they exist, and the producers unfortunately did not necessarily address the end of life of the product. So then the consumer is the one who ends up with these issues and doesn't know what to do with them. So the education aspect was a really, really strong one. Another one that came up was in terms of construction, renovation, demolition material.
Okay.
There's an abbreviation for it. It's called the CRD. And it means anything that comes from construction, whether it's, I don't know, for example, your roof shingles or your wood or your windows, your doors, your metal, any material that goes into construction, the construction industry, has a lot of issues in the region, but not just in Bromi-Sisquoi, in Quebec in general. There's not many options on how to recycle them, how to valorize them. So that was a big issue. And we needed to address this one in particular because, and here I'm going to throw a big statistic that is going to impress the audience, is that when we pulled out the statistics of where we were placed in comparison to other provinces or other MRCs, well, Bromi-Sisquoi came out of a second in place as a producer for CRD materials.
Oh, wow. So not a good position
per resident. Exactly. So we really, really needed to address this. Other issues that came up were obviously the industries. The population was asking us to better address how we help the industries, because they're the ones who create the big volumes that we see. I mean, it helps a lot what every resident can do, but it's the industries that manage the great volumes. And in general, just people wanted to see more circular economy, you know, things going from one place to the other, whether it's organic waste, whether it's industrial waste, whether it's food waste. There shouldn't be any more waste, because we should be circulating it as much as possible before it goes into a landfill.
And, you know, what are some of the objectives in the new RMP now that you have a better understanding of the challenges that are taking place here in the region? What are some of the objectives in the new RMP? What changes does this plan aim to bring about exactly through these objectives?
Mm-hmm. So in general, the orientations are to better educate in all levels. It's not just how to better recycle or how to better compost, but also there are steps that you can do to reduce before you create any more waste. So in terms of changing your lifestyle, for example, it also addresses how municipalities or the MRC itself give service to the community. Whether you're an industry, an elected official, or a citizen, and also how the different municipalities in Bromi-Sisquoi, because we have 21,
yeah.
It's not negligible, how can they work together and bring change together? Yes, individually, but also together. We do have a certain critical mass that it's very important and has a lot of potential to exploit, so why not? In terms of numbers, particular numbers, I can tell you, obviously, we're aiming into improving our recycling, our organic waste. But specifically, I mentioned before the CRD, the construction, renovation, demolition waste. We aim at recycling and recovering 70% by 2029, recycling 75%, and organic waste, we would like to be around 70% of organic waste recovered. But even if we recover 70%, we would like to see organic waste, the famous brown bins,
yes,
in all the municipalities, whether you live in a single family house, a duplex, a multiple story building, or whether you're an industry. We would like by 2027, everybody, no matter where you are in Bromi-Sisquoi, should have brown bins.
Yeah, so because if I remember last time we spoke, you were mentioning how a lot of industries, they don't have compost
exactly.
bins
exactly.
And a lot of restaurants, but they have all of these new containers and packaging that aren't compostable, but they don't have access to it.
Some of them don't even have recycling, you know.
Yeah.
So there's a lot to do. And that's why we involved the industry since the beginning, also since this consultation, to see, okay, the targets and the objectives that we're establishing, are they realistic? You as an industry, how realistic is this for you to attain or not?
So I know that there are a number of measures in the action plan. I think there are almost 30 in there to be implemented over the next years to help achieve these objectives. Mm-hmm. So I won't ask you to highlight all of them, obviously, but I was wondering if maybe you wanted to provide some examples as to the types of initiatives you might carry out to reach these objectives.
Yeah. Well, one of them, for example, the MRC, and I think this is a very important aspect to clarify before I give my answer on the measures, is that the MRC, we don't have legally the power to manage all the waste collections in the 21 municipalities. So okay. As of now, each one of the 21 cities in Bromisiskoa decides what to do with their waste and how to do it, which day of the week, which route, at what time, with what type of bins, what type of service they offer. Do they have bulky waste options, items collection or not, or other special collections? So every municipality decides what to do. So this is a big challenge because it means that we have 21 different ways of collecting, right? So one of our targets is to harmonize, if I can say that, and unify the way we do waste everywhere in Bromisiskoa. It doesn't matter which municipality you live in. But one legal power that we do have is in terms of education. So we do have a huge plan on how to continue to educate people, do reminders of what to do, what not to do, with all the different means that we have, whether it's the radio, whether it's the journals, whether it's social media, paper, et cetera. No? So that's another big target that we have. And the other one would be working with partners. Because obviously, because of what I just explained, the MRC cannot do everything. We don't have the capacity either. So we need the partners. Absolutely. So this works. So that would be the next step eventually. Probably next year, we're planning on doing a huge campaign. And just go visit all the municipalities, go see all the partners, the stakeholders, so they get to know this plan better and see how they individually can make a difference. Because they're the ones who are, you know, working directly for this waste. The MRC is mostly in terms of orientations and directives, but we cannot be collecting the waste in every single city or implementing the bins in the industries. It has to be them. It has to be the partners and the stakeholders that do that, and they do their part.
Well, those are really all the questions that I have for you, Oriana, about the plan. But really, one of my major and final questions for you, because we've done interviews many times over the last year or so, highlighting the environment here in Bromisiskoa and what it looks like and whatnot. But why is it so critical at this time, do you think, to really come down on how we manage our waste here in the MRC and in Quebec in general as well?
I think one of the reasons is also the statistics that we managed to pull out from RISI Quebec. We realized that we were producing a lot of waste, and that we needed to do something. But like I said before, it's not just Bromisiskoa, it's every single MRC in Quebec. And also in the era of climate change, it does make a difference in terms of greenhouse gases, because instead of sending it to landfills, not only we reduce, for example, the emissions that would be created on transportation for, in terms of transporting all these materials, but also in terms of what these other solutions or technologies are able to do to decrease greenhouses further.
Yes.
No. So I mean, it's a little bit complex to explain, but it does make a difference every single effort that any resident or any industry can make. And I think it's a very direct way of helping, you know, because sometimes we see climate change and it can give us a bit of anxiety in terms of there's nothing I can do if there's a flood, or there's nothing I can do if there's a heat wave.
Yeah.
I mean, and how can I prevent that? But I can prevent the waste that I can make, you know, I can have a direct impact.
Mm-hmm.
And I think also for future generations, kids love this. When you interviewed our intern this summer, and that's all he did. He visited all the day camps and daycares and schools, and kids loved it. And then what they did is once the kids got back home, they would start educating their parents or their grandparents.
Yeah.
So I think that's also a critical aspect also, is to focus. Sometimes we say, oh, the young generations, there's no hope, they don't care. But it's not true. They do care, actually too much, to the point that they have anxiety issues about this whole thing. So why not also work with them and make them also, if you like, ambassadors in a way of of this whole movement, because otherwise I don't see Quebec or the world going in another direction. I think we've come to a point where we have no choice.
I've interviewed a number of environmental groups and they said the same thing. If we don't act now, it'll be too late.
Exactly.
Well, for those people who might want more information about the RRMP, Oriana, or who might have questions about how to manage their waste or how to go about it, are they able to reach out to the MRC? Is there any point of contact if ever they're looking for help?
Yes, that's a great question. Absolutely. There's a really nice website that the MRC has. And actually, there's a section just dedicated for anything you want to know about waste management. And it's actually very easy. I can actually say it right now. It's bmvert.ca. So it's BM as in Bromissisqua, vert as in green in French, and .ca. And there you can find all the information you want about all the different types of collections. And even, like I said before, even if it's not the MRC directly, who performs these waste collections? We do have links to the different municipalities where people live. We have all kinds of tools and resources and even a contact info if people have, like you say, Taylor, further questions or they want to share their thoughts on this plan or they have new ideas. And specifically, I want to send a message also to all the citizens that are involved. Actually, right now, there's at least 10 citizen committees out there in the different municipalities in Bromissisqua, and they can be part of the difference as well, either helping us to educate people, knock on doors, do workshops, go to schools, help us to revise some type of document that we're doing. So we're all open for people who want to work with us and help us to be part of the difference.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Ariana. Those are all the questions that I had for you, but please feel free to mention anything else that I may not have brought up in my questions that you think would be important for people to know of.
Perfect. Thank you. Maybe I would just add that, and we talked about this in one of our previous interviews also, is the place where we do the composting and where we have the Eco Center in, yes. That's in Cowansville. It's also the place, well, it's also our wasteland, if you may. And it's important also that we do all these efforts also so that we can have this place for longer, because the more garbage we produce, well, the more we remove time life to this place.
Yeah.
And it's not just place, but it's space. So every ton of garbage that we need to bury, we need space. And space means ecosystem. So in order to protect ecosystems also in nature, we should also try to avoid, I mean, as a general objective in Quebec or worldwide, but also locally, there's a direct impact that we can have so that this place remains there for many, many years and the way it is, instead of just keeping adding land and land and land and destroying ecosystems and ecosystems.
Yeah. Rather than expanding the regional eco center, kind of limiting the landfill as much as possible.
Exactly. Other initiatives. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much again, Oriana. I'm sure our listeners will appreciate all that information. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.